not very nice and anatomically inaccurate prophecies of O Lord, Heal the Server. For the prompt, Maker. Ravishing, written by Phoenix Saw, read by Jar. Aziraphale licks his lips nervously, fidgeting where he stood in front of Crowley's door. For the 10th time, in as many minutes, he wonders if he's hurt and should go home and change to something respectable. Normal. He probably looks ridiculous. One of the other tenants he'd passed on this floor had looked at him funny. And no wonder. Outside of the theater, no one can tell he's a Shakespearean actor. Right now, he's just a middle-aged man decked out in a corset and cumbersome black dress with too many layers, dithering in front of another middle-aged man's flat. He's just made up his mind that all this is too much for a first date, and he really ought to change when the door swings open and cuts his plans short. There you are. I bust your in ages a... Crowley stops talking, his eyes going wide as he takes in Aziraphale's appearance.
Hello, my dear. Aziraphale's voice cracks a little.
Was there a performance today? Crowley looks suddenly panicked. Shit, did I miss something? I thought the final performance was last Sunday.
There's no performance.
Aziraphale holds up his hands placatingly. Crowley blinks. Then why are you in your Lady Olivia costume? Aziraphale gazes into Crowley's light brown eyes, the ones that had captured him the moment he'd first met his theater group's new makeup artist all those months ago. The makeup artist who had alleviated his anxiety about playing the part of the leading lady in Twelfth Night, who'd made him feel beautiful and powerful and utterly radiant on stage. The one who'd made him fall a little bit more in love every day behind the curtains. The memory of how Crowley had kissed him in the empty makeup rooms after their final performance still makes his toes curl, even 3 days later. He licks his lips again, drawing Crowley's attention to the movement, to his bare face, clear of any cosmetics for once.
You said you'd miss dolling me up as Olivia after the last show. So, when you invited me over, I thought...
Aziraphale trails off, blushing. He's once again struck by the outlandishness of his decision.
Oh, what must Crowley think of him?
Crowley arches an eyebrow. Oh, wow, here I was, thinking I'd cook for you for our first date.
I'm so sorry, I'll go change.
Fingers wrap around Aziraphale's wrist, and he's suddenly pulled forward against Crowley's chest. He blinks up at him and sucks in a breath at the intensity in Crowley's stare.
You'll do no such thing,
he says in a low voice, a rumble Aziraphale feels in his chest.
I like your idea much better.
The lights in Crowley's bedroom are dim, a stark contrast to the brightly lit vanities Aziraphale is used to backstage. But his makeup artist seems utterly unbothered as he puts Aziraphale down to sit, not at a dressing table, but his bed. It feels like a deliberate decision, and warmth causes through Aziraphale a full-bodied shiver of anticipation. Crowley returns with a handful of cosmetics, only a few compared to the intimidating rose Aziraphale is familiar with. Crowley smiles upon seeing his surprised expression.
Told ya, didn't I?
He drawls as he nudges Aziraphale's knees aside to stand right between his thighs.
That first day, I said it's a shame to hide your gorgeousness on all that paint.
Oh,
Aziraphale tips his head back, mouth dry and heart pounding.
I remember. It was... Thank you. It helped to hear that.
Crony chuckles, uncapping a coal pan. Let's not hide how beautiful you are tonight. For the first time since Aziraphale had taken on Lady Olivia's role, there's no foundation applied to his face, no blush on his cheeks, no color on his eyelids. With unerring care, Crowley steadily lines his eyes with coal, long gentle sweeps that don't distract Aziraphale from Crowley's other hand cupping his cheek, tilting his chin, guiding him this way and that, a doll in Crowley's clever and capable hands. Not a word is exchanged when Crowley drops the pen onto the bed and picks up a tube of lipstick next, red as fresh blood. The color he'd chosen for Aziraphale the day he'd first set at Crowley's dressing table. Swallowing a groan, Aziraphale parts his mouth obediently, greedily, and Crowley grips his chin, gentle and firm. And then he's dragging the paint along his bottom lip. His brown eyes are near unblinking, drinking in the image Aziraphale makes for him as he sits there, letting himself be prettied up. But for the first time, it's for the eyes of one person alone. The lipstick finishes its circuit, dragging over the bone of his upper lip. Aziraphale realizes then that he's been holding his breath. He lets it out, gazing up at Crowley from under his eyelashes. He smacks his lips together and waits expectantly to be handed a tissue to blot with. Instead, Crowley suddenly leans down, forcing Aziraphale to recline on his elbow until their faces are on level with each other. Ew. Don't even need any of that, he murmurs, his breath hot on Aziraphale's face. But I do love your lips like this, all red and soft and bloody fucking enticing.
Oh,
Aziraphale can't help but make a little moo, wanting to tease despite the roar of blood in his ears. Crowley leans closer, the tip of his pointed nose sliding over Aziraphale's. Do you remember why?
How can he ever forget? Because you want to.
Aziraphale has to drag in a breath. His skin is hot all over.
You said you wanted to smear it.
Crowley hums, his lips hovering just above Aziraphale's.
Make a mess of me,
he continues, his voice trembling. Is that what I said, or are you demanding? Something inside Aziraphale shakes loose.
Crowley, please!
Crowley strikes. That's the only way Aziraphale can describe it. His lips land on Aziraphale's in a deep, open-mouthed kiss that leaves him winded and stunned. He lets Crowley's weight press him down onto the mattress, spreading him in his puffed black dress across the dark red of Crowley's pristine sheets. Crowley's mouth is a hungry, relentless thing, greedy and devouring, and Aziraphale gasps into the kiss, fisting his hands in Crowley's shirt to pull him in even closer. Crowley leaves his lips to mouth along his jaw, nipping at Aziraphale with sharp teeth, tasting his hot skin with a wet, silken tongue. Aziraphale only realizes what he must look like when Crowley finally raises his head, revealing his own thin lips smudged red with Aziraphale's lipstick. He almost moans to think of the marks Crowley has left all over his cheek and down his neck. He doesn't need a mirror to picture the wanton wretch staining his flushed skin.
Lady looks absolutely ravishing, Crowley says with a lascivious grin, and Aziraphale blushes at the words Crowley used to say every time he went to makeup during their 12th night run. Under the current circumstances, those words are just...
As I said before, my dear, I don't believe it's right unless you leave me looking ravished.
Crowley's grin broadens. I can do that. I've spent months thinking about all the ways I'd love to ruin those red lips of yours. You've no idea. Aziraphale gives him an arch look.
I'd be happy to oblige, but first, if you'd be amenable to what I have in mind for that.
Crowley raises an eyebrow, which then becomes two, his eyes widening with shocked arousal when Aziraphale reaches down to unbuckle his belt. Fuck, he hisses. Yeah, I'm amenable. Fuck.
The end.